Tommy Eattie is joining us today. Back in 1973, 50 years ago, Tommy was part of a delegation that went across to China. At that stage, it was still under the rule of Mao Zedong. It was still a communist country. It's changed significantly in the 5 decades since, of course, as we know. But also on that trip was Hone Tufane, Timi Maipi, and others. Shea Fu's mum was on the trip too, I think. Tommy is going back. And as such, he's been invited to present some artwork. So he's been flat out like a lizard drinking. And he is with us today to talk about the art. Mahi, e te rangatere, te tokana, tēnā koe, Tommy.
Oh, kia ora, kia ora, kia ora. Kia ora, Dale, and good morning to your Waikia listeners this morning.
Well, we're waiting for you to return and bring your funky backbeats with your reo Māori overlays. That were the hallmark of our station when we first started.
May I say that I remember 50 years ago I received a letter from a guy called Vic Wilcox. Vic Wilcox was the chairman of the New Zealand Communist Party, and the old lady said to me, "Oh, now the letter the Maori ambassador. You know, you got a letter here from the Maori. Are you the Maori ambassador?" Because that's all it was addressed to. And so that was a letter that actually put us to the space there up in Auckland in Cromwell Road, and then I travelled up there, and that's when they talked about sending a Maori delegation to China, and so they pulled together myself, Hone Tufane, Amarohi, Willie Wilson from Ngāti Whakau at Te Arawa, and of course myself and Timi Maipi, and so that was our crew, and of course Hone Tufane was a well-known poet even way back in those days among the Chinese, so there is a plan for us going back, well, mainly with Timi and I, and going back on that memory lane and going over to China, and they're still putting together a plan about what that looked like and what's going to happen. So I understand that they, at the moment, they're pulling together their plan around returning to those same places that we went to, from Xi'an, Yunnan, Yuehot, and also to Shanghai. So at this stage, there will be an exhibition, the taking of I Will Not Speak Māori, of the sculpture, and to be shipped across there to Beijing there, and that's happening around about September the 26th of this year.
Tēnā koe, Tommy. As such, like the exhibition was very successful in Te Whanganui Ātara, it's a strong kaupapa, but it must be really quite interesting for you to be returning to China 50 years on. But I know that you've been doing a lot of sculptural work, which you might explain. There's, did you say 16 tons of sculpture?
No, it's 14 tons of sculpture.
14 tons of sculpture going to China?
Yeah, it's sculpture. They're a life-size size of the sculpture. There's about 75 of them. And, they are the same work that we presented at the Wellington event September last year, and it was probably one of my most successful exhibition, and of that size anyway. It was a huge exhibition, because not only that the sculpture there down at the Oglands, down by the nearby the Papa, but also we also present all of the I Will Not Speak Māori posters, and they were posted all right throughout the country, and that's from Whangarei all the way down to Invercargill, and that was amazing. And what was amazing was the fact that the response from the young people who I went on Instagram to say to them and video myself going there and taking their mouth off. So okay, I will speak Māori rather than I will not speak Māori. So that was an amazing response from the young people throughout the motu. And that was one. And plus, I also had the exhibition at two other places. One was at the Massey University there at Massey University, and also at the Sweet Gallery down in Cuba Street. So it was a really busy month for me last year. So that's part of the work of the sculpture will be sent over to. Over to China, and will be presented in Beijing at the moment, and will be exhibited in Beijing in September the 26th. Those are the dates that we're going across.
Tell me, is your passport sweet now? Are you clear to travel anywhere? Because remember,
Australia have given me a visa till 2028 because of my criminal political all of that. So I'm actually free to go anywhere. Yeah, I can go anywhere really, and unless they might change their mind. But at the moment, I'm pretty cool.
You've always been pretty cool, but I mean, can you get in and out of China? Is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, China, you know, and not only that trip in China also introduced me to. To several other activities, and as a member of the China Society, Friendship China Society, and just in the last few years, and prior to my incarceration, and I was still traveling in and out of China and working with China. So I do several other things in China, working in having the relations with Chinese. Around bees, manuka honey, and just a usual friendship, and like we do with many other countries throughout the world, and I still maintain that whakapanauna tana. So we're looking forward, Timmy Tamaki and I are really looking forward to go across there on September. Because the reason we're going for September 26th is on October the 1st is the big day of China in 1949. October the 1st was the first time China ever independently governed itself, and other been governed by many other countries, and as you know. And so we want to be part of that on October the 1st to celebrate that.
Always neat having a yarn with you. Thank you, Tommy. Thanks for sharing some kōrero and all the best with the artwork that you're putting together for this return 50 years on. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with our listeners. Thank you, brother.
Bye.
Okay. Yummy.